Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So can seaweed prevent prostate cancer? Some of you are probably going, yuck, seaweed. You know, I've been trying to eat more seaweed. This started about 3 years ago for me. I read a series of publications that were talking about, you know, the longevity benefits of seaweed. They were looking at the Japanese population. And, you know, they made some statements. You know, the average Japanese adult eats like, oh, what was it, 10 to 15, upwards of 20 grams of seaweed a day. I mean, that's a lot. And we know that they tend to live very long. They have lower rates of different cancers, especially colon cancer. They have lower rates of Alzheimer's, brain disorders, heart disease. People are always researching the Japanese, trying to figure out, well, what's going on? What are they doing? And one thing that stands out for sure is the seaweed. So I started adding some seaweed to my diet, seaweed salads and stuff. As I said, about 3 years ago. And again, not so much for the prostate issue here. This is a new study that I want to talk about, but I was doing it for the longevity issues. You know, who doesn't want to live longer, right? Healthier, longer. And we know that there's key compounds in seaweed. The ones that probably are providing the longevity benefits are called fucoidins. And as a matter of fact, Life Extension, where I work, we published a really nice article. You can check it out at lifeextension.com. about fucoidins their longevity benefits. Exactly how they work, we're not sure, but you know, most research scientists are thinking that these compounds from seaweed can reduce inflammation, reduce oxidative stress, maybe even turn on those anti-aging genes, what I call cell protection genes, called the CERT genes. So that's basically why I started eating seaweed. I'm doing pretty well with it. I kind of go up and down. You know, maybe 1 month I hardly eat any, then the next month I try to eat some fresh seaweed salad, maybe a couple times a week. So I'm nowhere the 15 grams, 20 grams a day. So this study was interesting because now it looks specifically at cancer cells, prostate cancer cells, that is. This study is really interesting because they looked at a very specific type of seaweed called sea lettuce. And Americans, we tend to think of seaweed as it's just seaweed. we don't realize that there's all kinds of different species of seaweed. They have different tastes, flavors, all that kind of stuff. In this case, we're going to talk about sea lettuce. This study was done out of the University of Florida because it turns out sea lettuce is, and that's where I'm at. We're, you know, Life Extension headquarters are right here in Fort Lauderdale, and right outside our backyard we have the ocean, and apparently sea lettuce is very plentiful in our oceans here. So this study out of the University of Florida was published in Cancer Prevention Research last September, and as I said, they looked at sea lettuce and they concluded, the headline within the paper was, sea lettuce has anti-cancer potential. Here's what they did. They extracted several compounds from sea lettuce. So in this case, the focus wasn't on the fucoidins. They isolated those compounds and tested them against prostate cancer cells in a petri dish. The sea lettuce extracts worked in a unique way, and this is what caught my attention. Rather than just eliminating free radicals, like acting like antioxidants, the compounds that they extracted from the sea lettuce actually boosted the activity of antioxidant enzymes, meaning your own intrinsic enzymes. Let me give you an example. One of the most powerful antioxidant enzymes you have is known as glutathione. It's a powerful antioxidant. So what these compounds from the sea lettuce were doing is you were ingesting them, and they were boosting your own intrinsic antioxidants like glutathione and some other antioxidant enzymes. So that's really interesting to me. So the sea lettuce compounds aren't, I mean, yeah, they act like antioxidants, like vitamin C, but they boost the levels of powerful intrinsic human antioxidants. That's what caught my attention. And they actually studied the amount of antioxidants within the cell before and after. And what they found when they took these compounds, right, from sea lettuce, and they injected into these prostate cancer cells. What they found was, after they did that, the amount of antioxidants, intrinsic human-based antioxidants, increased significantly. They said that these compounds provide long-lasting protection against cancer by preventing oxidative damage and inflammation. The lead investigator of this study, Dr. Hendrik Lusik, believes these extracts could be taken as a preventative pill one day to prevent prostate cancer and other diseases. So we're not quite there yet. This was just a petri dish study. It's a cell culture study, but it's a good start. Now, how does all this kind of link to the prostate cancer? Well, the reason the University of Florida researchers decided to use prostate cancer cells is it's well known that Japanese men have one of the lower rates of prostate cancer around the world, right? So that's what they were really interested in here. We, as I said at the beginning of the segment, the Japanese adults, men included, are eating upwards of 20 grams a day of seaweed. And less diabetes, less cardiovascular disease, but they also, the men specifically, have significantly lower rates of prostate cancer. So they really wanted to look at prostate cancer cells and really see if, could it be the seaweed? Could it be these compounds in seaweed that are offering the protection? Turns out that the Japanese do eat a lot of the sea lettuce as well. So, and in this study, they quoted that the Japanese men only ate about 10 grams of seaweed a day. That's still a lot. In our study that we did at Life Extension, we found it was about 15 to 20 grams. And they eat, here, this kind of caught my attention too, they eat 21 different varieties of seaweed and sea lettuce a day. So that kind of, again, as Americans, we just think of seaweed, but there's many different varieties. So the conclusion in this study was very simple. Sea lettuce, which Japanese men eat and have very, very low rates of prostate cancer, have these potential compounds in them that aren't just antioxidants, but they stimulate your own intrinsic antioxidants. That's really awesome. You know, the human body is very resilient. And I think, this is really a potential new field of study where it isn't so much about taking antioxidants, but maybe taking supplements and eating foods that boost your own antioxidants, things that boost your own immunity. I mean, that's really, I think, a wave of the future for the industry, and it should be, and it offers a lot of hope. So the University of Florida study emphasized the importance of consuming seaweed as a part of a healthy diet. Good luck here in the United States, unless you eat some sushi, I guess. That's probably where most people. Hey, try some seaweed salads. They're not bad. I here in South Florida, Publix is the probably the most popular grocery food chain, and they have some fresh seafood. They have some good seaweed salads. I've tried them there. Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. I mean, a lot of these more health conscious stores are preparing fresh seaweed salad. So give it a chance. Add some sesame oil, even some sesame seeds. That kind of breaks that bitterness a little bit. Try it. Try some seaweed salad. Try to get, how about 5 grams a day? I know if you eat one little serving of seaweed salad, it's about 5 grams of seaweed. So it's not the 20 grams that the Japanese are eating, but it's pretty close. Again, you could read more about this at lifeextension.com and also at Cancer Prevention Research, published September 2013. Seaweed lettuce boosts antioxidants and may protect against prostate cancer. By the way, Life Extension has also put together a really awesome protocol. Providing all kinds of updated information that may help you fight prostate cancer, prevent prostate cancer for you or a loved one. So go check that out at lifeextension.com and see about eating more seaweed. See what you think. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.